Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, 21 years ago this week, I had the great fortune of getting to know Joanna Brandy for the first time. She was on the show for the first time 21 years ago. That made her an original founding member of the Brain Trust 3-4 months before I was even calling it the Brain Trust. And yet after all these years, she continues to come back and join us and try to help us out, do the best she can. Folks, she's one of my favorite people on the planet, not just in the Brain Trust. And she knows, and you know by now how much I love her. And we couldn't do without her. Joanna Brandy, happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you so much. Is it 21 years?
How about that?
Wow.
You want to do 21 more?
Sure. Why not?
Why not, right? Like, remember when George Burns, he was like 92 or something, and he booked into the Orpheum and the year he was going to be 99. So that's what we'll do. That's called Hope Springs Eternal. Hey, Joanna, thanks again for 21 great years. We appreciate you very much. I need your website, and I need you to tell us about the book that you've republished, 54
okay,
Ways
cool.
to Stay Positive. Tell us about that.
Well, the website is returnonhappiness.com, and I have a special report up there. So if you go to returnonhappiness.com/happy place, there's 12 different ways you can make your workplace a happy place, one of my favorite special reports. So that's available today.
Okay.
And I got a little intuition last January that it was time to revisit my book, 54 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, and Sometimes Negative World, and reissue it. So I had to do a little rewriting because life has changed a lot.
Yeah,
the
world has
whatever
changed.
It was 10 or 12 years, yeah. Even the illustrations, it's a gift book. And so there are illustrations that it could be used as a coloring book. It's so much fun. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's just a fun little romp, and I completely rewrote the introduction, so there's a lot of wisdom there, because I wrote that book before I became a happiness coach.
Yeah, I remember,
I really was able to put some more of that that wisdom in there. You know, you get to a certain age, and you get to call what you know wisdom, and I'm loving being in my wisdom years.
Yep. You know, Joanna, talking about the wisdom years, I was, I'll give you a little story here. I was in Boston at a wine store where I'd found a certain kind of wine that I wanted. And I had the guy hold the wine for me till I got there. I was going to be up there for other business. Anyway, I was in his store and he kept wanting to show me other wines that he had. And I said, John, I said, at my age, I know what kind of wine I like. I know I said, if you made me, I could probably tell you how many bottles of wine I'm going to drink the rest of my life. I come pretty close. And I said, I know what I like. I want more of that. And when I think about joy, the way you've helped us understand about happiness and about joy, the older I've gotten over the last few years, a couple of decades, I've said to myself, I know what makes me happy. I know what brings me joy. I want more of that. And by definition, that precludes the things that don't make me happy or bring me joy. What do you think?
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I'm going to put an and on that. I love that. And what I know about you is you do leave a little extra space there for the serendipitous things to happen so that you can learn how. I have a big sign hanging in my
office because that's when you admit you're not that smart. when you leave that room, that extra room there, you realize that a lot of things are above your pay grade.
Well, and you know what? It gives room for the universe to operate, you know? It gives room for the universe to send you something new that might give you more joy. So I love that, and I love my special things. I've gotten very, like around the holidays especially, you know, I love those little Italian touches that came from my childhood. No, I don't do the big thing anymore, but we have so much fun with the little things we do, you know, making the cheesecake together. There's so much joy in those little things that I wouldn't give that up for the world.
And see, what you just said to me, which is the essence of joy, joy is not about you. It's about other people. I find joy. I have certain things in my life, certain relationships in my life that I'm not even part of that relationship, but I have joy watching that. I get joy from watching those people, like a dog and this owner. You can find joy in that. I mean, the way a dog looks at you, my goodness.
It's really lovely, isn't it? I think that's what people have to keep in mind, that the first part of my I have a positive leadership e-course, and the very first lesson there is notice what you notice. Notice where your attention is going, and too often our attention is being splintered and split into 100 little places. We're watching our email, we click on a link, we go over here, we end up here, we go over here, we end up over there, and all of a sudden our attention is, we're not training our attention to bring us joy, we're training our attention to bring us distraction.
Would I be a troglodyte?
Bringing joy is actually the opposite of that. It's taking your attention and focusing it on one thing, one person, one relationship, one connection, one feeling, and going deep.
Would I be a troglodyte? Would I be a everybody knows I make my living with technology, but I'm encouraging people, if you want to find more joy in 2019, spend less time on social media and more time face-to-face with people.
Well,
what do you think?
That's what the scientists are telling us.
Yes.
That's what science is telling us. Absolutely.
Face-to-face is the original social media, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If I was there, I would give you a big hug.
Well, you get it right back. I need your website quickly.
ReturnOnHappiness.com.
Joanna Brandy.
Happy place.
Thank you for 21 great years, Joanna.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.